This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to WRFL Lexington. It's 3 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. The funding for the projects featured on our show comes from the environmental stewardship fee, a $4 fee that all UK students pay along with tuition each semester. The ESF, which is expected to generate approximately $190,000 by the end of the school year, is distributed by the Student Sustainability Council, hereafter the SSC, for various projects that enhance the culture of sustainability here at the University of Kentucky. This week, I'm joined by Allie Rossi, Sarah Johnson, and Megan Lucy, and their project was a 2017 Sustainability Challenge Grant Program project, and it focused on the first-year experience for the students of the College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. So everyone, thanks for being here this week.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So first, can just each one of you all introduce yourself, like who you are, like how you're like associated with the program and everything? So anyone can start.
I'll go. I'm Allie Meyer Rossi. I'm a senior lecturer in the College of Agriculture, Community and Leadership Development. I guess I'm one of the main coordinators of the project. I applied for the grant, and I also teach two sections of Gen 100, so I've implemented the project in two classes, but I've also helped coordinate all the other instructors that have done it in their class.
Awesome. Thanks.
I'm Sarah Johnson. I'm a sophomore at UK, and I had the opportunity to serve as a peer mentor for Allie's Gen 100 section, and so my role was basically just helping her and the students facilitate the project and help, like, carry out their research.
And I'm Megan Lucy. I was one of the other Gen 100 instructors this semester, and so I helped, led my class in the Sustainability Rio Trek project. We did the urban forestry project.
Awesome. Cool. So yeah, once again, thanks so much for coming on, you guys, taking time to come on here. So I guess to just dive in, the project official name was called Community Engagement Sustainability Education and the First Year Experience. So can just one of you, whoever wants to talk to this part, can you just give an overview of the project just so we have some general idea of what it is before we really dive into it?
Yes. So it's it has a lot of moving parts. Overall, it's a way to have a community-integrated field trip experience in Gen 100 that's really tied to the curriculum. So there are 6 different topics: urban forestry, community gardens, school lunches, watersheds, diversified organic vegetable production, and hunger, malnutrition, food security. So we have 22 sections of Gen 100 this year. Each instructor for a section chose one of those topics. Then to make that happen, first of all, that instructor introduced the project and the concepts of sustainability and the land grant mission. Then an expert on one of those topics came in and did a guest lecture. And then there was a diversity section tied to that topic. Then there was an outreach project. So for the community gardens, they went and worked in a community garden. For the school lunches, they were supposed to go work, do some work with school children at a local elementary school. So the outreach project, then there were information literacy sessions where librarians came to class and helped students start do research on group presentations that were a subtopic of one of those topics. The presentations were given in class, and then there was, you know, some project evaluation after that. So it's
awesome.
Many steps,
yeah.
In each,
like
each
many,
classroom.
Like, steps to it. And I think it's cool how it involves so many different topics, too. Like, it's really wide range, which
yeah.
is awesome. So how did you get the idea for this? Because it sounds really extremely well developed. So I'm just wondering where you got the inspiration from.
So Brooke Gentile, who is my co-coordinator, and I were sitting by my parents' pool watching our children swim. And we were thinking about, so last year to this year, Gen 100 almost doubled in size. And we were thinking how we were going to manage continuing to have good field trips and cohesion with that many sections. And we just kind of came up with the idea while our kids were splashing around in the pool. Mm-hmm. We had gotten an email that day that said, you should really apply for one of these grants.
Yeah.
And so between that need to address the growing program and this opportunity, we decided to write a grant. And yeah, we submitted it at 11:59, the night
right
it was
on the dot.
Almost as whatever, this is not going to happen.
Yeah. That's awesome though. That's crazy that it's just kind of put all together at the last minute, and then it turned out to be this really incredible project.
Yeah, the timing worked out really well because we, applied, we're kind of whatever, and then we got it, and then we had the whole spring to plan since mm-hmm. it was just for the fall semester yeah. that the implementation really happened, so the timing yeah. worked out well.
That's really nice. Awesome. So this project was based on the curriculum of Gen 100, so just so we all understand what Gen 100 is, can someone explain really what that class is just in general?
Yeah, I can cover that. Okay. Gen 100 is Issues in Agriculture, Food, and the Environment. It's an introductory course that's required of all freshmen in the College of Agriculture, Food, and the Environment. And for most of the course, we cover topics of food and society, food mm-hmm. systems, where food comes from, how it gets from a farm to your grocery store, to your plate. But tied in with that is an introduction to what it means for the University of Kentucky to be a land-grant college, with our missions focusing on education, research, and outreach. And so the three parts of this project are tied to each of the three parts of the land mm-hmm. grant mission.
Awesome. Nice. Yeah, yeah, it really ties in well.
Yeah.
Cool. So you all talked about how there are six different topics that they could choose to be implemented in the class. So does anyone just want to talk about one of these in particular? Did any of them really stick out to you? Megan, you can talk about what you did in your okay. class, or just really whatever people are feeling right now.
Sure. I'll go. So my class, we chose the urban forestry topic. That one I felt was a really exciting opportunity for us to explore the realms of agriculture and the environment outside mm-hmm. of just food. And so we worked with Nick Williamson, who's an extension agent in the Department of Forestry and Natural Resources here at the university, and then Stacy Borden, who's the senior arborist for the university. And they taught us about the importance of our urban forest here on the UK mm-hmm. campus and what that means. And then for our service project, we actually had the opportunity to go and plant trees next to the Gluck Equine Research Center.
Oh, so awesome.
There's 9 students in my class, and between us, we planted 2 large trees, a service berry tree and a bald cypress tree, so you can go visit those by the Gluck Center and enjoy them.
Yeah, nice. That's really exciting. And Sarah, you're a peer mentor for the class, right?
Yes.
So which topic are you all doing, and how's that going?
So our topic was hunger and malnutrition and food insecurity, and I think it was a really interesting topic for the first semester freshmen, because I think it mm-hmm. really opened their eyes to many people just assume that food insecurity and leads to malnutrition, but also how the food insecurity contributes to the obesity epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also really cool for them to be able to relate this to Lexington and on UK's campus as well. They had the opportunity to go volunteer at the campus kitchen, so that kind of tied the project together.
Awesome. Yeah, cool. And Allie, I'm just going down the row here. I don't know if you want to give a general overview of what these all were, or if you just have a favorite that really sticks out to you, just if you could talk about that.
Yeah. Let's see. I really loved the way the watersheds track and the urban forestry track seemed to result in a lot of kind of teamwork in terms mm-hmm. of the outreach project.
Mm-hmm.
The students in those sections really seemed to, work together and see both of those issues as much more than just an environmental issue, but to see the health implications of having green space on campus and the uneven way in which that can be distributed in places and how that can reinforce social inequality
yeah.
and the economic impacts of clean water. And
yeah,
so I
definitely
thought those two issues really seemed to go over well. Also because since they were on campus, I feel like they made students feel invested in campus.
Yeah.
And they were also, the way the logistics worked out for those two topics, all of the students in the classes, in those classes, worked on those outreach projects together.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So that worked out really well. The campus kitchen topic was great and tied in so well to the Gen 100 curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of great things about that. For those, the students could sign up and work at the campus kitchen anytime they wanted.
Oh, awesome.
So our students tended to go in small groups rather than as a whole classroom. So that had advantages and disadvantages, but mm-hmm. I think they got it. That program is so well organized. I think they got a lot out of that.
Yeah.
The community gardens and school lunches ones were really good because they got to go into Lexington, you know, mm-hmm. out off
into
campus.
The community, yeah.
So that was great. And then the last one is the diversified organic vegetable production.
Uh-huh.
So students got to go out to the farm and see not just the organic CSA that they have back there, but, you know, being exposed to the farm, I think, is really important.
Yeah.
And by
they do research.
Farm, you mean our UK horticulture research farm off of Man O' War?
Exactly.
Yeah. Is that South Farm?
Yes.
Same thing? Okay, cool. Yeah. I think it's cool that this is, like, right as freshmen get to college. Like, it's a really great way to, like, expose them to all of the issues that are associated with being in the College of Ag, and then also really puts them into the community, which is, like, great.
Yeah. My hope is that because they've had the exposure not just to the issues, but to the resources that are available, whether it's the Sustainability Grant Program mm-hmm. or our Office of Diversity or our Agriculture Information Center, that they can use the lessons they learned in this Gen 100 class and in the next 3 years of their college career start their own sustainability projects.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Do something more self-directed.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we are actually going to take a quick break, but we will be right back. Hello, and welcome back to Green Talks. Once again, I'm your host, Sophie, and today we're joined by Allie Rossi, Sarah Johnson, and Megan Lucy, who are part of a 2017 Sustainability Challenge Grant project. So just to hop right back into it, I'm just wondering what the planning process of this was like, especially because it had such a high amount of community involvement. I'm really wondering, like, how you went about making this happen.
So we spent the entire spring, and we met with community stakeholders and went to their places. We really, really didn't want our community partners to feel burdened by the project of throwing, you know, 25 or 100 students at them for a drop-in experience. We mm-hmm. wanted the community stakeholders to get something out of it.
Yeah.
So we went out and kind of collected their opinions on that before we started building the program, and then we constructed this incredibly long Google Doc spreadsheet.
Yeah, I believe that.
Because trying to schedule 22 sections with that many, like, 8 different moving parts
mm-hmm.
And not have, you know, the community gardens person get 200 students at one day, the logistics were complicated.
Yeah, I bet.
But once the instructors came on board in, like, late spring and over the summer and then all the instructors participated.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't going to, you know, force all the instructors to participate, but we wanted to give it as an option, and everyone was on board.
That's awesome.
So then it gained a lot of momentum, and it just kind of seemed to fall into place.
Yeah. And did the instructors could you just choose which one you wanted, or was it you were more assigned to it?
No, we could choose. Some of the constraints that we had was, like, I had a Monday, Wednesday, Friday class,
mm-hmm.
so we only have 50 minutes in class, so we picked an on-campus project where the Tuesday, Thursday classes gravitated more towards some of the off-campus community service projects, but really it was wide open.
Yeah, awesome. And now I'm just kind of wondering, because, I mean, I love how engaging this is with the students and the community, so what were just some of the student responses to this experience, if you all have any yet, because it's still kind of in progress?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been meeting with the peer mentors for every section.
Okay.
And they've collected photos for us from all of their experiences, especially the outreach projects. And they've done a little bit of project evaluation, and then they've collected some of the findings that the student groups in each of their sections did.
Okay.
So we've been hearing that feedback. And let's see. I think the biggest thing we've heard from those meetings is that the students have really built community in their classes because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, before the project, the students would come in 20 minutes before class, waiting for class to start, and be absolutely silent.
Yeah.
And now they can't get them to stop talking when it's time for class to start. And they have friends in the class, and they go to, you know, do things together. And so that's been, I think, a major outcome of the project that we've heard from those peer mentors.
Awesome. Yeah. And now I'm just wondering, like, Sarah, since you were in this class last year, I assume, as a freshman, so how has it been being on, like, the opposite side and seeing, like, an entire new curriculum coming about? Like, how has that been?
It's been a really fun experience. I'm really jealous that they got to participate in this
because
it sounds so fun. But it has been really fun for me to be able to kind of be the go-between between Dr. Rossi and the students.
Mm-hmm.
I love getting to know the kids and meeting with them outside of class, helping them with not only, like, topics related to the class or their presentations, but also just, like, if they want to talk about majors or chemistry or whatever, like, mm-hmm. I'm there to talk to them. And so it's been just, like, really great just, like, establishing relationships with all of them around this project.
That's awesome. And so will this be continued in the future, are you hoping? Or is it just kind of like a one semester, we'll see how it goes kind of a thing?
Well, we didn't apply for another grant.
Yeah.
But, again, from these peer mentor meetings, the peer mentors are saying they definitely see value in it and we should mm-hmm. do it again. I think we might change some of the pieces.
Yeah.
I think the presentations were difficult in some of the sections. And, again, the logistics were difficult. We might, you know, try new top. But I think some version of it will continue into the future.
Awesome. And if you could just, like, what was your overall goal with this project? Like, what were you really hoping as, like, the final thing that was, like, the major takeaway of it? That's kind of a really hard question.
I have to say there's three.
Okay.
Okay, so one was for the new instructors. We had so many new instructors this semester. Last fall, I had 2 new instructors. This fall, we had, like, 14 first-time Gen 100 instructors. So one major goal was to give them a somewhat pre-planned set of activities that a new instructor could step right into that would still mm-hmm. be really meaningful.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these things that take longer to implement, we would have some of that upfront stuff done. And so it would allow new instructors an easy way to step in and have a really rewarding Gen 100 experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one main goal. Another goal was this whole, the student piece of building community, feeling integrated into the city and the campus community, getting a deeper, like, hands-on understanding of the issues we talk about in the class. And then we also wanted to give back to the community
mm-hmm.
to, and maybe that, since we ended up having so many campus partners, I'm not sure the degree to which that one was accomplished. But I think, I mean, lots of trees were planted.
Mm-hmm.
The watershed, grain gardens were picked up. Student volunteer, you know, I think students started volunteering because of this project
mm-hmm.
and established patterns that they'll continue their whole time here.
Yeah.
So I think in lots of concrete ways that did have an impact.
Awesome. Yeah. This project is so cool just because it's so, like, it's so well thought out, and I like how it makes a huge impact, like, right away on these freshmen. I think it's great that they have the opportunity to do this.
Thanks. It's been fun. No.
Yeah, okay. One thing that you just said kind of piqued my interest was the rain gardens. What were they doing with that? Because I know that they used to be, like, they would have an LLP do it, but it kind of, like, faded out. So what was that goal for that project?
So I was less involved in that topic, but I know that the students worked with Carmen Agaritas in mm-hmm. Water Week, and they went out to the big, is it called? It's called a rain garden, right?
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah, the Gluck Research mm-hmm. Center.
And they picked up so much trash from out of there because people tailgate all around there and pulled weeds and things and, you know, kind of restored the cohesion of that rain garden.
Yeah, awesome.
Which, because there's so much surface parking near there, is a really important aspect of that part of campus because mm-hmm. it keeps the parking from flooding, and it also cleans out the water before it reaches our water table, too.
Yeah, awesome. Nice. So this is kind of a switch, but still relevant. I was wondering if you could talk about your experience with the Challenge Grant program and how that was for you guys.
It was wonderful. The application process was pretty simple. Like I said, we did it at the last minute. It was like I was a freshman in college again, procrastinating. But that process was simple. I was, you know, very pleasantly surprised to hear that we got a grant.
Mm-hmm.
The finances has been pretty easy, and we're all looking forward to the sustainability forum.
Yeah.
We've invited all the peer mentors, and I think that'll be a great opportunity to, you know, we're going to make a poster, and we're actually the peer mentors in every section are going to make a poster.
Oh, cool.
To talk about how it went in their section. So mm-hmm. we're still looking for a place to use those small posters.
Yeah.
But yeah, we wouldn't have done this if it wasn't for that Sustainability Challenge grant, and I think it was really made a difference this semester and made this transition to the expansion of Gen 100 so much mm-hmm. more meaningful. And
yeah, definitely. And just for the Sustainability Forum, do you know when that is in December?
December 6th, 4:30 to 6:30.
Okay, cool. Do you know where?
The Boone Center.
All right, cool. And that's just, is it all of the Sustainability Challenge grant projects there, or is it just like the greater sphere of sustainability on campus?
I think everyone who got a grant last year will have a poster on their project, mm-hmm. and everyone who got a grant this year will like receive that grant formally in an award ceremony. And then there's also some like student sustainability projects, so posters okay. on other projects.
Awesome.
Have less of a handle on that piece of it.
Yeah, that's right. But that sounds like a really exciting event for people to really understand like what's going on their campus. So that's exciting. I'm sure I will see you all there. I will probably be there.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I guess, does anyone else have any just thing that really sticks out to them about this project that they would like to close with, or anything, any like major takeaways that you personally gained from it?
I thought it was really exciting to see my students actually take the knowledge that we learned in the classroom, take the knowledge that we learned from Nick and Stacy and from our diversity office representatives, and then actually get their hands literally dirty making the campus a better place. You know, we talk mm-hmm. a lot about connecting the theory of agriculture to the practice of agriculture, and this was a really physical way to get that done.
Awesome. Thanks. So thanks so much for coming on, guys. It has been very nice. So now I just have a few closing announcements. Any member of the UK community can submit a proposal to the SSC for support from the Environmental Stewardship Fee. So if you have an idea for a project that will enhance the culture of sustainability on UK's campus, we encourage you to submit a project proposal. And those can be found on our website, which is uky.edu/sustainability. And you can also stay up to date with us on our website, Facebook, or Instagram. And once again, the first speaker of the Urban Forest Initiative speaker series is tonight at Good Barn at 7 p.m. So that we hope to see everyone there. And due to the Thanksgiving holiday, we will not have Green Talks next week, but we will be back for the following meet. And that being said, I hope everyone has a good break and eats a lot of food. So once again, I'm your host, Sophie, and as always, thanks for listening to Green Talks.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.